Within each rules, you will also find rules of action, where we interweave the dense theoretical advice with relatable stories. Power Insights. As our valued reader, we cherish your time and focus. When reading the following Power Insights, you will instantly capture the key learning points of 12 Rules for Life, create an effective mental map of the book, and be able to better retain the remainder of the summary. Jordan B. Peterson grew up in a remote town in northern Canada called Fairview. It was a cold and unforgiving place, the kind of town that breeds a dotty spirit. In the book, 12 Rules for Life, we get a glimpse into the author's personal world, and we follow the development of his recipe for mental and emotional well-being as it unfolded in his mind and heart over the course of his life. Peterson went on to become a professor of psychology, and later something of an internet celebrity with 12 Rules for Life, an antidote for chaos. In the book, he traces some of the events in his life that shaped his worldview. He also sets out on a few forays into the metaphysical labyrinth from which his rules for life spring. Rule 1. Stand up straight with shoulders back. It might sound like old-fashioned common sense. In fact, many of the rules do. But there's a lot of research and original thought behind each one. Dominance hierarchies have existed on Earth since the formation of the first organisms. In slightly more complex creatures, dominant males get the best mates, the best territories, and the best food, while those on the bottom rung must struggle to survive. It's nature's response to the chaos of non-existence, part of the very fabric of life, and it's hardwired into the nervous system of most living animals, including human beings. Our biological hardware rewards us for survival with feelings of well-being, increased levels of serotonin, and better health. We have a kind of primordial calculator deep in our nervous systems that keeps track of our relative place on the hierarchy. If we understand this, Peterson argues, it gives us the opportunity to leverage knowledge. A good posture and a winning attitude gives a clear signal to ourselves and others that we are in a good position within the hierarchy, regardless of where we may actually stand. Our posture declares that we are not scraping by on the low rungs of society, and in turn, allows for greater chances of success, which may actually translate into material upward movement. However, our decision necessarily means that we are responsible for facing the weight and facts of life head on. Rule 2. Treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. Instead of being your own worst enemy or living as a martyr and putting the needs of others above your own, it's important to look out for yourself. In this section, the author goes deeply into the origins of guilt and feelings of unworthiness. Peterson traces our shame back to the universal myths of original sin and man's relationship with God and the world at large. He argues that most of us would go to great lengths to look after one another who happens to be in our care, like our own children. So why not treat ourselves with the same care? Rule 3. Make friends with people who want the best for you. The third rule is illustrated by stories from Peterson's past in which he shares how some of his best friends spiral down into empty and meaningless ways of life. He investigates the motives of those who try to play the hero to failing friends, even though they are dragged down in the process. He discusses the dynamics of poisonous relationships, the kind that eventually derail your life without adding anything to it. Real friends want what's best for you. They're not afraid to use tough love if need be. What kind of relationship do you have with your own inner critic? Rule 4 advises you to compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. Here, Peterson examines the nature of perception and shows us how we're all vulnerable to blind spots in our thinking and perception. We see only what we believe or what we expect to see. We're often blinded to our own faults, but when they are revealed, we're too hard on ourselves. We compare ourselves to others who are better at one specific part of life than we are, and then we blow it all out of proportion. Instead, we can learn to change the way we look at things. We can attend to today's problems as best we can and keep struggling to be better than we were yesterday, without comparing ourselves to others.